You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene Johnson.
Johnson. Yep.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Well, hello there, everybody. Let me tell you one thing. Bing is for doing. It gets kind of fun to say. My name is Ronnie Jr., and we are doing another AfterBuzz show inside the AfterBuzz studio, which you know and love. You are either listening to our stream, the live stream, which is always fun. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You might be downloading us on iTunes, which we love that. We love the commenting and rating as well. Checking us out on YouTube. Whatever it is, we are glad that you are in on this conversation for Basketball Wives. And the country loves what we're doing. Thank you, Marissa, back there. This is Basketball Wives season number 4, episode 16, which you will know if you're a diehard Basketball Wives fan. You know that means it's reunion time. And
wait,
you...
we usually name our episodes, but me and Ronnie decided we named it today Save Face, because to me, that's what the reunion was all about. I'm Fallon Mercedes. Hi, guys. Welcome.
I was just about to comment on a couple things, how Fallon Mercedes is joining me. Rebecca Prince will be calling in at some point as well. But, I always look a lot better aesthetically when we do this show, because almost every single time Fallon is sitting next to me. So today, I'm a little complexed in my own mind because Fallon is across the table from me.
But can I say this? I'm so excited to sit across from him because when I sit next to him, he never looks at me. So I get to stare into his pretty blue eyes.
So if I do stutter, America thinks that's very romantic. If I do stutter, it's because I'm looking at her in the eyes. Anyways, the show, Fallon, we, of course, we'll talk about Amazon, Gamefly, all the cool stuff we got here at AfterBuzz. And of course, thank you to Marissa, our just wonderful.
She saves face back
she there. She saves face. She puts the show together. So we're appreciative of that. You know, the show, we got a little excited because every episode that was dramatic, all of us, you know, Rebecca, Lauren, Spicy Mari, our whole crew, you know, Stanley, we would get excited, but we were watching one part of the episode, one part of the series. Today,
we relived it
everything,
all. And
stuff you forgot about.
I have high blood pressure just watching it. It was just, my cholesterol is through the roof just watching
through
it.
Through the roof. Luckily, I gave her a back rub and she chilled out a little bit. But listen, so we start off the reunion with Mr. John Sally is bringing it in. And obviously, you know, he's awesome at what he does. We joke that, you know, Spicy Mari, you know, should host the reunion show. But, you know, John Sally does a great job. As you were commenting, you were saying
he's very ballsy. I would have to say, usually when you have somebody host the show, they're kind of, they don't say their opinion, they just ask questions. Mm-hmm. He just goes out and like, listen, Jen, you've been having this divorce for three episodes now, just
three seasons,
just very in your face, which is, I guess that helps with the drama. You know, he's dramatic as well, just like the show.
He's not passive. He wasn't just sitting back and like letting one girl talk and the other he would give an opinion but keep them going. Let's talk initially. Initially, Fallon, if you will, here. Jen is backstage.
You know, I was surprised that she was even going to show up. There was talks because of the lawsuit that she wasn't going to show up. So even though she was backstage, I was like, at least she came, you know. And even got to a point where, you know, if you notice when Evelyn was talking, you would see the little box that she was in.
Yes.
You could see her like, oh, no, I'm going to. And then that's when they brought her out on stage.
Yeah.
She probably felt like she didn't have a voice or they weren't letting her, you know, let everybody hear her side of the story. So then when she came out, it was kind of to voice up and have an opinion of her own.
Yeah, you did have the mentality that she was backstage. She had maybe was in her contract or whatever to not be out there and be maliciously attacked. But yes, when she had an opinion, of course, the shot, which was just a shot the whole time. Mm-hmm. But then when she started talking, I'm sure the way they edit, you know, the show, they turn her voice up or whatnot. But it really was a saving face episode for sure, because we get Evelyn probably as the first person to talk. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, it's so many of these apologies that I just feel like, we'll get onto it later when Jen's speaking, and they kind of attack her in a way by saying, if you would just admit to what you did. But this is the question, I guess, to our iTunes people or everyone who's on the stream with us. You can't just always do something crazy and apologize for everything. I mean, that's something that I think normal
people... I feel like that was the theme of the reunion. Everybody was just apologizing, especially Evelyn. But one thing I did notice in the beginning, she did say, you know, what's the point of being friends again with Jen? You know, we're never going to be friends again, so why bother to clear it up? Yet, all season, you know, she's talking a lot. And then when they went on their trip, that's all she wanted to do was clear it up, clear it up. But now that Jen's on the show, and especially when she came from backstage, she had nothing to say.
That is funny. That is the whole season. It was more about her. And then now she played the over it card, but she only played that card. I mean, for the most part, she played that card when Jen was backstage. Like, she now was the chick that was over it as well. Speaking of saving face, though, I think we really both came up with that idea, or you more so, when we heard Shawnee talk. Like, Shawnee, she's throwing out VH1, Responsibility, Shed Media. She was really saying everything that we said here in the AfterBuzz studio with Rebecca and Stanley and everyone, you know, Spicy Marty. I was saying last week, Fallon, you were not joining us last week, but I was saying it's so much like troubleshooting. It's like the show got out of hand, and Shawnee is like filming stuff. I feel like the show, if it was filmed 5 months ago or whatever, I feel like she's shooting stuff with her pastor, like troubleshooting. Like, we've got
later
to,
on, yeah.
Which, you know, it's cool, but like later on when she talked in the, and let me just finish this thought. I'm sorry, I'm sort of rambling, but you know, she talked about, you know, later on in the episode today, how we're not going to see this kind of stuff next year. We're not going to see the fighting. We're not going to see the lawsuits. But didn't we see that last year? Wasn't it an issue last year?
Exactly. It's an issue every season. And then on top of that, then it takes the reality out of it.
Yeah.
So it's like she had said something, you know, next season we're going to see more intelligent woman, more business-like. Mm-hmm. So what are you saying, Shawnee? The women that you have on your show are not intelligent. They're not business-like. And what you're going to do is next season not have it reality.
Yeah. I was almost kind of, you know, we didn't get a shot. You know, we're just watching the show as the editors edit the show. But I almost wanted to see how Tammy reacted to that. Because, you know, Tammy, she spazzes out on everyone else. But I don't think she would ever spazz out on Shawnee.
Exactly.
She's the provider.
Shawnee prepped them and said, listen, ladies, you know, everybody is not liking all this drama. It's getting out of hand, especially when it becomes, you know, violent and people are pressing, you know, restraining orders and lawsuits. So Shawnee kind of prepped them. I'm like, listen, if we want another season, if you guys want to get paid, you need to act right.
Right. And my thing is, like, I just want her to own up to that audience. You know, like, don't play the audience for fools. Like, even us, we will watch it next season, regardless if it goes with a much better direction of where we find out what's going on with these basketball wives live. We want to see that probably a little bit more. But if it goes crazy, I'm pretty sure Fallon, myself, Rebecca, you know, all the other AfterBuzzers here will still watch the show. But don't play the audience for a fool. That's my only thing with Shawnee. That's it. And yeah, that's it. I mean, everything else is fine.
I bet you next season, if what really happens is what she's saying, we're going to see a lot more of Royce. Because Royce was so in the background. I feel like,
Susie,
she was
too, yeah.
Well, Susie, she talked a lot this season. Reunion, I did not hear one word from her.
Not even in the teaser for the next one,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. I'm like, all season, you were instigating, always had something to say in every scene, but you just sat back and listened and watched everybody go at it on the reunion. Somebody needs, John Sally, please call her out next episode.
From the way he was acting, he probably will.
I hope so.
He has to. I mean, but the thing is, this is like the same old tune because they sort of called her on that last year a little bit in the reunion. One thing that Susie does need to do, and a lot of these women, what I noticed, they all looked really, really good. Now, I'm not saying they buy their clothes on Amazon, but if they did, the way to do it in future for all of our AfterBuzz listeners and viewers would be going to AfterBuzzTV.com. You're familiar with the site over there?
I am. And of course, you got to go through AfterBuzzTV.com to get all your stuff on Amazon. And can I say, Tammy looks so good. Her weave, can I buy her weave on Amazon? Amazon, because we'll I need some of that. She cleans up the best, I think.
Yeah. I mean, everything. Her body looked a little tighter.
She looked good.
I wasn't going to say her weave, but yeah, her weave looked great.
On point.
And she's sort of the way she, but yes, back to that, AfterBuzzTV.com, going through our Amazon link. That helps out the AfterBuzzers. And that way, Marissa, when she's in the booth, we could kick her down a little bit of cash because she works so, so hard for us. So we do appreciate Marissa and all the AfterBuzz love we got around here. But yes, Tammy looked wonderful. It did look a little bit like she was putting a bid on trying to, you know, Bethany Frankel went from reality TV to talk show host.
She wants her own talk show. That's exactly what it is. I'm like, Tammy, you're talking about all this bullying, how you're above that. And it's just like, all you did all season was bully everybody on the show. And she just wants to save face, like we were saying. And it's just a very bitter taste in my mouth. And I think I liked what Keisha had said. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know, when it comes to nice people, if Tammy was swimming in a pool of sugar, she still couldn't be sweet.
Right. Some of those clips I actually forgot in the actual episodes. That's what's good about the reunion. Let's talk, because obviously we could go on about Tammy forever. Keisha Kenya, sort of a forgotten storyline, but it really wasn't because it did set up a lot.
Beginning. This was episode one out of 18.
Do you almost feel like... those were better storylines because we obviously got so tired of always hearing about Evelyn versus Jen. And then when I was going back to these, I was like, wow, these are storylines with deep rooted issues. Keisha, her entire life has had to be addressed with what, you know, ethnicity are you? Mm-hmm. These were actually really cool storylines. There was also where John Sally does get in Kenya's face a little bit, not in a bad way, but, you know, is it too old to follow your dreams? Like, these were things that you actually kind of want to see. Mm-hmm. And I kind of forgot about some of those storylines. Keisha played it so cool, though. Not really cool, but she didn't give it. She was as calm and as...
I think Rebecca was telling us that she wasn't even going to do the reunion, but contractually, she had to. So I think she was just on stage like, listen, I've had enough. I'm over it. I want to move on with my life. So I'm not even going to get into it. And so, you know, John Sally asked her a couple questions and kind of probed her. But what was funny was... you know, Kenya, she was so quick, if you've seen, you know, from the beginning of the episodes, Kenya was so quick to attack Keisha, and even on the reunion show. But when it comes to Evelyn or Tammy, she definitely backs down. And it's just like, you want to take your kitten heels off for Keisha, but not for Tammy or Evelyn.
And can we give a credit to us as AfterBuzzers, you know, hosts here? Because this is not stuff that we rewatched and said, oh, remember that. I remember us sitting here and saying, wait a minute. And we saw the way the show ended up going and the way Kenya's loyalties were and the phoniness that she gave. And we exactly at that moment were like, I think she is just seeing that Keisha's the new girl. I can attack her. I can look strong. I can look Tammy-esque.
That's exactly what it is.
And then the moment like they all checked her, Kenya, she's like, oh, I mean, I forgot what I had said. You know, it's okay, but it's exactly what ended up happening throughout the whole season. We talk and we give our opinions, and it's just cool to see that.
Speaking of opinions, you guys,
are you talking to our iTuners?
Are
you throwing them a shout out?
I am. You guys on iTunes, please give us your comments, your opinions of the reunion show. What were you thinking? Was your blood boiling just like mine watching it? You know, do you think Tammy was trying to save face? Do you think she wants her own talk show? How do you think Evelyn reacted to Jen? Do you think it was a proper reaction, or just give us your thoughts?
Yeah, we love the iTunes. I mean, the show like this, you're watching and you're getting emotional because it's like, what the heck is going on? So we do like the iTunes page a lot because they, like, I'll forget stuff sometimes and I'll go read what iTunes says. And I'm like,
all your comments, you guys.
What a cool theory. Like, I forgot about that. So thank you, iTunes. Continue to comment and rate. And, you know, here at the AfterBuzz Studios, there's like a lot of shows, like over 40 of them. Marissa works so hard on all these shows. So thank you again. We kind of want the Basketball Wives show, even though it's on its, you know, one more show for the reunion. We would like it to be on top five. That would be great. So you AfterBuzzers could do that for us. Okay, so Tammy and her BS. I mean, we sort of talked about it, but it was fun to watch her. Tammy, I still don't not like watching her, but you do kind of got to ask, like, what is she doing? What's her objective? And she's tough because everything she says, she should have been a lawyer. That should have been her real job.
No, she's in the right field. She's trying to act because I could just see the chameleon in her. One minute she's nice and trying to set up Evelyn and Jen to be friends. And next minute she's spazzing out on Keisha. To me, just I guess what didn't sit well with me was she just... Maybe you guys feel like me. I think, Ronnie, you were saying it during the episode.
About Tammy?
It's just like you're bullying and then now you're not trying to bully. And it's just that I'm just over her. Over it. Just like Evelyn
is over supposedly over it. Yeah. Oh, and I mean, I don't know. I'm not the coolest guy around, but I mean, I'll ask you. You're a pretty cool chick, you know. Keep it 100. She said about 4 times, and I know she's over 40 years old. This is my question. No, I don't know. See, I'm so bad. Like, I don't know all the cool words. I'll be real about
it. Ronnie, you are cool.
Thank
you.
I know. I like when she says that. But listen, keep it 100. She said about 4 or 5 times. I just thought that word had come to an expiration, but I guess maybe not. Are we still cool to say that?
She's just trying to prove that she's real. She's so real. But to me,
all she's got to do is say it and act it.
Exactly. To me, it's fake. To me, okay. This is what I don't understand. Why does it take, not just her, but for the other ladies on the show, like Evelyn, why does it take for you to watch yourself on TV, for you to get a reaction from the internet and on Twitter, and for your children to see you act a fool on TV, for you to be like, wow, I need to change and to apologize? Because Tammy did not apologize to Keisha on any of the episodes except when they were in Tahiti at the end, and to me it wasn't genuine. But why does she take for the reunion and for 6 months later to address it more? It just, to me, I don't,
that's where we came up with saving
that.
Face.
Exactly. Why is that? Is because, you know, you want to have another season to be on? Doesn't make sense to me.
It just, it was frustrating almost to watch you guys.
I'm sitting here frustrated still. I just feel like as a woman, I can acknowledge and assess myself. I'm not going to sit there and wait for other people. You know, sometimes that does happen, but this is every episode, every season. You know, Evelyn thought she was so big and bad throwing bottles, you know, even afterwards. I don't know if you remember, but she's still, I'm about life.
She perpetuated everything that made her this crazy, high-profiled reality star. I think she was on Twitter.
But now she's apologizing. Now if she was to take back one thing, it would be throwing that bottle at her.
And I'm curious because she was saying how her godchild or whatnot was kind of... They were riling her up or like, they were enjoying it as fans of the show. I'm wondering, in that moment, did she stop and play the motherly figure and say, you know what, my personality, the way I was acting was in some type of passion or rage. I shouldn't have acted that way. Or is it just a little notable thing to say to make you look like you've grown? I mean, these are the questions that we don't know. Only Evelyn knows, but that is all that we felt as viewers. And we could be completely wrong. We're just viewers just like everybody else. So, like, that's how we saw it, as Evelyn not owning. Nobody owned. Here's my only problem. Everyone who was bad on the season of what we saw, they owned it. Oh, I made a mistake. Like, there was a lot of Tammy making mistakes and a lot of Evelyn making mistakes. But then they told Jen, if you would have just made a mistake. And I know we haven't got to Jen getting on the stage yet. We will. But I just didn't like that. I didn't love that, you know?
The girl got hit. She's suing. Who are you to sit there and tell her to apologize and that she shouldn't sue? When you are a victim of abuse, you can retaliate in a way that you feel comfortable. And I feel like she didn't hit her back.
Yeah,
she used the law as she should, because if they were out in the street and she got hit and the cops came, it wouldn't be a problem. But because it's on TV or Basketball Wives, it's a problem. Yeah.
Well, that was another thing they addressed. It felt like there was just so much agenda being
stated. Wanted to turn the tables.
Well, and they also really made it a bit. This was Evelyn. I felt like Evelyn, Tammy, and Shawnee were all talking from the same place. Like, they had like a meeting
prior,
and we are going to get our message out. One thing that they said to Jen quite a few times, or, you know, we had heard it, was this is kind of the storyline that was going on already. They mentioned that. And then they also mentioned that, or Evelyn's big thing was she wanted the world to know that Jen really is painted in a different light. And like, Evelyn had it bad being edited. Well, I don't know how else you could edit somebody jumping across the table.
That's footage that you want to show. Yeah. You're not going to hide that.
And there's also the aspect of, like, Evelyn was so into, we need to let everyone know that Jen was Naya's friend, which I felt like that was her defense for why Naya slapped her. You know, like, America, you guys don't know really how close they were and how disrespectful Jen was. Like, really tearing her character down.
To me, I can understand Evelyn for her to call her a bum-ass bitch. You know, but you just got hit in the face. If I had to be on anybody's side, it's got to be Jen's side.
Yeah.
You just got violated. And for you to sit there and call somebody a bum ass bitch and press charges, there's nothing wrong with that when somebody has hit you. You know, she didn't hit her back.
Yeah, and Evelyn's point throughout the season was that how dare her when she was at her lowest. You know, Jen was at a low point or whatever, mm-hmm. and she kind of looked to Naya, you know, at that point to, you know, to be there for her. How dare her now act bougie, you know, to Naya or to Evelyn or whatever. But the one thing that we know for sure is that when Jen would go visit, you know, on occasion, you know, the two-bedroom walk-up, you know, in Harlem, that we know that the two girls really were harmonious at the time, and we know mm-hmm. this because they were video game fans. And when they
I could just picture them playing together right now.
So that is the only thing that when Evelyn was saying, oh, they were close, I'm like, I don't really know that they were close. But then I remember them talking about video games, and then I remember in the one episode they were talking about how Gamefly hooks them up, you know, Gamefly. Because you get mad, and you know Jen was going through a divorce at the time, or you know dealing with Eric, so she was like, I need to do something that's going to relieve stress, and sex is just not doing it anymore. So Jen had said she wanted to do video games, but she didn't want to pay $60 because evidently, as Evelyn said, she's a bum bitch, you know. Did I really just say that? So because they had to be, you know, tight with their money, which we all know a little thing about, goodness. They played Gamefly.com, and the way for you to do the same thing, and I know our chat role loves this, Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can get all the video games that you were going to play anyway.
Okay,
but
I got a better plug. Oh, for Gamefly. Get it. I think we should have spun it like this.
Okay, go.
Basketball Wives Game.
Okay.
Where Evelyn throws bottles. You can play as Evelyn or Jen pressing lawsuits.
I don't know.
I'd rather play that game. I think that'd be fun.
That's something Shawnee will not co-sign. When we get back from our commercial break, we will talk about Jen entering the stage. There's really nothing else to talk about Kenya Keisha. We didn't really see much about Royce. Mm-hmm. We saw nothing about Susie, but Jen makes an entrance that she was does. Kind of intense.
With her security guard.
Yeah, with her security, the va-va-voom security guard. Mm-hmm. Wait, you don't call a dude va-va-voom. What would you call a hot dude? What's the word? What's the
fine.
Term? Fine. Okay. With the fine, whatever. Yeah. Okay. So commercial time. Then we'll talk about Jen and how her impression was.
What's the number in case you guys want to call and chime in? We'd love to hear your opinion.
Okay. 424-256-1729.
I need to learn that song. He has a song for it.
Yeah, I sing. Okay. Commercial time. And we'll talk about Jen entering the stage in just a minute on AfterBuzz.
Hey guys, so what do you get when three real single ladies are super fans of VH1 Single Ladies? Well, you get the after show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Lauren Turner.
I'm Spicy Maddie, bringing that fire.
And I'm Fallon Mercedes.
And we're single ladies, so make sure you watch us on AfterBuzz TV.
We're all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later!
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Hello, what do you want to buzz about? We are buzzing over here in the AfterBuzz studios about Basketball Wives. A little short on our AfterBuzz panelist. It's myself, Ronnie Jr., along with Fallon Mercedes.
I have Ronnie all to myself.
And for the first time, we are staring at each other in the eyes. So if you hear me stutter, that is what that is about. But listen, listen. To continue these conversations, which we have all done throughout the course of the series, I mean, people tweet me all the time about stuff that I've said. Like, even recapping the season, they didn't bring this up. But us, we would talk about the girls or whatever on the show. And I would say, oh, Royce looks like Lark Voorhees. I would, from Saved by the Bell, go back a little bit.
Lisa Turtle.
Lisa Turtle, there you go. And so, like, people would tweet us throughout the episode. So my point is for you guys on iTunes, YouTube, wherever you're watching us, the live stream, to continue those conversations. So always tweet at AfterBuzz TV and to tweet Fallon.
Miss Mercedes, MISMERCEDES.
All right, and tweet me at Ronnie Jr. Media. And for all entertainment things meets sports meets these types of reality shows, go to Rebecca Prince's website, which is hollyhoops.net. But now let's talk about Jen entering the room. I really liked her. She was a little strong. Like, she was strong. I liked it.
She stood up for herself. I could see her, like I said earlier. Yeah. You know, she was backstage. She was like, I'm not going to sit there and let Evelyn throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want to be amongst those ladies, mm-hmm. I'm going to go out there and share my opinion.
What do you think about when they were asking her, like, why Naya gets the lawsuit but Eric doesn't? It felt like she couldn't give an answer the right way. That all those three girls were just gonna jump on her.
No, it's true. Because she made it seem
like, is it a double standard?
It's a double standard to a certain extent, but at the same time, you know, he threw a drink in her face, which I can understand, you know, that that could be,
yeah,
you know, that's considered being attacked. But this girl hit her in her face. Yeah. And this isn't the first time that these girls have tried to hit her. I don't know if you remember Evelyn, like, tried to get at her and she ended up hitting her with her purse one episode. So she just got fed up.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that episode, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just got fed up. So what, do you feel like it was a double standard?
I thought it was completely different. I wouldn't even have put the two together. I think, like, if she wants to sue Naya for that, mm-hmm. go ahead. I thought the Eric thing was... But see, I was always so iffy on the Eric thing. I was borderline, and I shouldn't even, like, repeat these comments. I was borderline, like, almost condoning what Eric did. And you girls didn't agree with me.
No, I don't agree.
I just didn't like Jen. Here's my thing, what I loved about Jen.
Yeah, that's when you didn't like Jen.
I have. I don't think... Val, you know what's
like
funny?
Her?
No, I do. I'm cool with her. I really like her. My thing is, I've never really been on, you know, watching these reality shows where I've been so back and forth with the one particular character. But I think, and this is why I didn't mind Jen being bougie. She could be all the bougie she wants. I didn't like the Jennifer doesn't do this, and Jennifer's removing
the third person.
Yeah, Jennifer's removing the negative people from her life. It's like if Eric wasn't down for you when you were just a rat, like at the same time, like, am I getting into it?
Yeah,
I mean, at the same time, like, you wouldn't have even been put onto this, you know, platform or whatever. So just simmer down on that. I think the Naya thing is just so, it's, you know, put your hands on me, don't put your hands on me. It was filmed. Naya, you had the biggest bark in the world. The smallest bite, though.
Yeah,
Jen would have smacked. Yeah, right?
When Jen got up, Jen is an Amazon. I don't know if you guys know. She's a pretty big girl, especially when she's wearing those 6-inch or taller heels. When she got up compared to Naya, I'm just like, Naya, you better run away. Because to me, I would have put bids on Jen.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, Naya did the slap, which was, you know, kind of, I don't want to say unexpected, because she did say, do I got to put my hands on you? And Jen said, I wish you would, which is just that's what everybody says. That's not even like she was actually asking for it. But when they did the little wrestle, Jen was about to throw her down.
Yeah, she would have took it down.
Do you think in her mind she was already thinking way ahead of it? Like, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to sue her. Do you think that was even in her mind at the time?
No, not at all.
It was just how she reacted after.
Yeah, until after. But back to the Eric thing.
Yeah.
I guess my thoughts on that. Jen probably in her mind has some loyalty. They were married for years. And like,
she called him husband on the show.
Yeah. Like when you're with somebody for so many years, you're married. And like you were saying, he did help her out or put her on, as you could say.
Yeah.
I mean, she wouldn't have the show without him. There is some loyalty there, where this girl who was a friend at one time, no longer a friend, puts her hands on her. I can see why she pressed charge. And, you know, she's going through their divorce with him. She probably wants some money, you know?
Oh, right.
She's not going to put, you know, press charges.
It's a much different scenario.
Yeah, if she wants money out of him.
It just seemed funny when Evelyn kept bringing up, oh, Jen and Evelyn, you know, the three of them, really. And it would always be like, well, me and Naya this, and then Jen. It's like, that's a hard situation. You've got the two girls, Naya and Evelyn, like, just, and from the way that they act, I mean, you could just imagine all these conversations where Evelyn is trying to make herself sound good. I just think they were probably so difficult and so rough on her. I feel bad for Jen at this
point. I really
do.
Like I said before, you know, Jen was going through a divorce, still going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
She has so much on her plate. And then to add all the drama and these ladies and then the public on top of it, I really give her credit the way she handled everything. She kind of distanced herself. And, you know, Evelyn probably felt that she was being bougie or not being a friend.
Yeah.
But really, she's going through a lot. And to me, I'm on sides with Jen.
I mentioned it a little bit earlier. What do you think about Shawnee with taking accountability? That was like, that's literally what she wrote. She said to Jen is, you have to take accountability. I think she's taken everything she couldn't take. She's taken a lot of crap, really.
Shawnee, they just want to point the finger at somebody. And obviously she's not on their team. I feel like, talk to Tammy.
Yeah.
Please tell Tammy. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Over
so the name of the episode was definitely Saving Face. Yeah. And just
what did you think about that?
About Shawnee, I thought Shawnee just, you know, she was being kind of bullying Jen in a little bit, like,
yeah, bullying,
you know,
in her corner, and I just to apologize. No, she doesn't have to apologize. She wasn't hitting people.
Yeah,
she got hit. Why does she have to apologize?
She was trying to remove herself from
and
the situation.
And you know what bothered me most about it? Why didn't the other girls chime in? Why didn't Keisha say anything in defense for Jen? You know, why didn't...
Well, if Keisha didn't want to be there. No, why didn't Kenya jump
or
in?
Roy
Kenya, no, but Kenya specifically, because Kenya was Jen's girl the whole... You're talking about Jen, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if Kenya was always the one who had the little powwows, we saw so many powwows of Kenya giggling with Jen. And I'm not saying it's bad that Kenya did that, but you're right. We didn't hear any kind of defense for her. But I mean, again, it's kind of tough because you say one thing and then Tammy has to tell you like she's like your aunt that's
godmother.
Like taking care. Yeah, and it's like,
but then she's about to beat somebody up and throw somebody under the bus.
So is any, I guess we could do predictions in a little bit, but I mean, do you think anybody, because we saw one full episode of no, usually when you do a two-part reunion you always see a little bit of fighting and it goes into the next episode.
I believe there's not going to be any fighting just because of the disclaimer that Shani put in on episode
18 times
and the way they open this up. I think if there's fighting, the fans are going to go crazy. They're going to be disgusted at this point. I'm already drained. You're drained.
Yeah.
We've had enough of fighting. And what Shani was saying before, next season we're going to see more positivity and
Well, she said we're not going to do the fighting. We're not going to do the lawsuits or whatever. And I'm like, wasn't that what was going on with Tammy and Evelyn at one point? And gosh, what a powerful team two are.
Yeah, it was funny that Shani was saying, you know, it just looked like it was focused on the bad things, but there were good things. There was my daughter's birthday party. There were the mammograms. Hold up, Shani. You're going to tell me out of 18 episodes.
Yeah.
There was two parts of two episodes that showed two positive things.
Mm-hmm.
What else? She couldn't name drop anything else.
The mammogram was probably the most impactful thing that was positive. You're right. Yeah.
Out of 18 episodes, that's what... It's full of drama. Yeah. She knows it. So next season will be very interesting to see the way they spin it.
Before we jump into predictions, and we'll do that in a little bit, Marissa, let's talk about just, you know, when we watch the reunion, we only are at the mercy of what they want to talk about. Was there anything in the season that you kind of were like, you know, recapping the whole season, was there an episode that stood out? Maybe a conversation that we had here? Was there anything like that?
Well, I guess what hit most for home for me was the whole Keisha thing. Me being biracial, just like her, I really felt her on that when Tammy tried to strip her of her culture, not trying to identify her as being a black woman, but just saying she was a white woman.
Yeah.
So to me, that hit home most for me. What about you?
And then, but just going off that, so what did Tammy say today that you just have to come to me or whatever? That was like her whole issue. Still, so same story with her, right? My favorite thing, I think the highlight for me was always kind of when we had all addressed that Kenya was being kind of a punk by picking on Keisha, who was clearly not going to fight. But then the moment it got turned around on her, because Keisha finally got fed up and said, well, you had said Evelyn was loose, or what did we go through all season? What's loose? What's a whore? You know? So that was interesting, I thought, because we got to see Kenya being checked a little bit. I also thought it was interesting. Some of the Chad Evelyn stuff was actually sort of interesting. A lot of it was boring and makes me think her show's not going to do that.
I wonder, it's something that John Sally was saying on this episode, is that they did the polygraph test.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see the results of the polygraph test. And I wonder if Chad is going to show up on.
Oh, right.
Because we didn't see him at
Chad,
all.
Chad, do you think Naya will show up at all?
Naya couldn't, because of her attorneys, they wouldn't allow to go on the show, which would have been nice to hear her viewpoint, or she could have sat backstage or something.
What do you think she would have said, though? She would have said, I apologize for my actions. She would have been so remorseful, and she would have looked right at Jen and said, you need to also take accountability for your actions. But the thing is, Jen's actions were not as wild. Like, it was Marissa.
Ronnie, you have this down pat. You know how it's going to go.
Marissa, it was really rough. I know Marissa, you know, she loves reality.
Sounds like it.
We should have had a drink this episode, because
We'll do, Marissa loves reality TV. That's the funny thing. And then she walks in, she's like, oh, and John Sally's hosting it. She was locked in. We'll do like a really fun finale when we have everybody, just because of schedule conflicts. It's just myself and Fallon today. But I guess we should do some predictions.
And now you're after Buzz.
Wait, we gotta just Maddie's hands.
Boom.
I predict that there's going to be more drama.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Here's my question, though. Is Susie going to talk at all?
I was just thinking of Susie
I think the prediction is, you're right. Like, John has to kind of go at her a little bit, because she stirred every pot.
She did.
And my only prediction that I could see that is going to be for sure, is that Keisha is not going to, she just wants to, like, get over with this. Like, she wants to be done. Will she come back for the next season? Probably not.
No, they're going to pay her enough.
And she could arc it the way she wants it next season, because the first first season, you have to go on the show the way they want you to, put you in these scenarios. Just like Royce was like, I'm not coming back. And the only reason she came back was because she got to sort of do everything that she wanted. John Sally made her crying jokes a couple times. He was like, are you crying? Is she crying? I guess because she cried, you know, in the one episode or whatever. Gosh, I don't really know. I know it's been a long, like, 16 episodes. To be quite honest, it did sort of get long. Like, it sort of got stretched out too much.
And it's because it was too much drama. Like I was saying, there was only... There's two episodes, if that, of positivity. And it's like, we need a balance.
So what and storylines we want to see? We want to see them in these meetings, you know, doing positive things.
I want to see
flirty.
People
what is
get
it
on.
You're right. You mentioned that in Tahiti.
Like, listen, there's ladies.
Yeah.
People are dating. There needs to be some of that. There needs to
be. And not just the Desmond weird.
Evelyn and Ocho. To me, they're kind of.
So the episode when Royce derobed and she's, you know, boobs are looking right and Desmond's right there. The candles and the rose petals.
We need more of that. I want to see more of that.
That's what you liked. Okay, okay. And you did say that. She did say that, you guys. She was. We're watching the Tahiti episode. She goes, why all the drama? Why not a little bit of...
That's what it is. That's the way it'll be less drama. These ladies need to go on dates and play with some men.
Oh, I was going to ask... there's the answer. I was going to ask you, did you see Tammy on Wendy Williams recently? I've seen
a clip.
Yeah, that was like...
What'd you think of that? What did you think of her persona? Did you feel like she was acting?
I'm really,
or that was really her?
I do feel like she was acting a little bit, but I'm really one of these bad, like, I get fooled by Tammy. Not fooled, because I know...
She's a good actress.
I know that
say.
She's fooling me. And you got to understand, we talked about this, you and I. You know, Fallon and some of our other panelists, Rebecca and Nicole Seidman, all these people, you guys watch every episode from season one. I came in when Tammy came in. Like, as soon as I saw Tammy, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is that real world chick that spazzed out after giggling with David and the clothes almost coming off or whatever.
She must be a Gemini. Sorry if anybody.
Oh, because
a Gemini.
Of the two, is Gemini two personalities? Yeah. Okay, so with Tammy, I always sort of she can as a viewer of her reality crap. You know, I could always be fooled because she gets me. I'm always like, oh, she's finally the therapy's finally working, and then she just goes back to her old ways. So when she apologized to Wendy Williams, or not apologized to her, but. I was okay with it, and I got the hope that it'll get better, but I don't think it will, you know. And she'll definitely come back to next season, and more therapy I would love to see, but we'll kind of get what's happening as we tie it up next episode on the reunion finale.
We're all messed up over here.
Well, this was fun with just myself and you. Usually
nice
you're
being with you.
You're next to me on the table, but now I'm staring at your eyes. If they want to keep on talking with you and seeing your Instagram game, your Instagram game is pretty good.
I'm starting to get more followers on Instagram than Twitter. Follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Miss Mercedes, M-A-S Mercedes.
Yeah. I follow your Twitter. I don't follow your Instagram because when you Instagram and you put photos of me in your Instagrams, they say, oh, homeboy's looking foolish, which,
no,
you know, they call
they
me homeboy now. They don't love me. Anyways, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Ronnie Jr. Media, and my blog is randomlyronniejr.com, and I am consistently following at AfterBuzz TV and Marissa Movies, so that's one of my favorite Twitter handles to follow as well. We'll be back next week, maybe with a little drink and
It's going to be a full house, lots of drinks, and...
Do you want to tease your other AfterBuzz show?
Of course. Tonight, you guys, if you love VH1 Single Ladies, I'm a single lady, Spicy Maddie's a single lady, and of course, Lauren is a single lady. Watch us tonight at 9 o'clock live.
And from the hangout that we had Saturday, they are a lot of fun. That's all I'll say. We had a Saturday night hangout, and it was fun. Okay, anyways, that's the after show, and keep on watching AfterBuzz TV. I believe we got New Jersey Housewives coming up, so enjoy it and rock out with AfterBuzz. Spicy Maddie, we missed you. Rebecca, everybody, we missed
you.
All right, basketball wives.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.